AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An FDA advisory panel recommends that the Food and Drug Administration grant emergency approval for the use of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose coronavirus vaccine. If the FDA quickly approves the recommendations, shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. President Biden says people shouldn't wait to get vaccinated.
The vaccines are safe. I promise you, they are safe and effective. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Listen to the scientists who developed them through extensive and rigorous review. I did, and I took my shot publicly to demonstrate to the American people it's safe and effective.
The House has begun debate on President Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package, which addresses many major problems exposed by the pandemic, including billions of dollars for schools, state, and local governments and businesses. House Rules Committee Chairman, Massachusetts Democrat James McGovern, calls the measure crucial for the nation and the economy. He adds that it'll also include wage provisions.
This bill also extends unemployment benefits and boosts the federal minimum wage so that 27 million workers get a raise. Sadly, the Senate rules will cause this provision to be removed when it's considered there.
House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth of Kentucky says the measure has strong support among the people, businesses, and organized labor across the country.
76% of the American people support the bill, 60% of Republicans. You see everyone from the chairman of the Fed to major business groups, 150 CEOs, to education groups, to labor groups. You can't name really one aspect of society that has not gotten behind this piece of legislation.
Congressional Republicans remain dead set against the bill. A vote on the measure is expected after tonight's debate. This is AP News. U.S. officials believe Saudi Arabia's crown prince approved an operation to kill a dissident journalist.
Jamal Khashoggi died in 2018 at the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. The report says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing. The prince said in 2019 he took full responsibility for the killing since it happened on his watch, but denied ordering it. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president raises, as does every official at every level, concerns we have about human rights abuses and steps that we expect the government and officials in the country to take moving forward.
Democrats are pressing for strong action against Saudi Arabia, possibly sanctions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Bruce Myers, the California man who came up with the first dune buggy in 1963, made of fiberglass, mounted on a chassis on four oversized tires, died a week ago at the age of 94. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.